Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Brother Tim McKay from the United States in Indiana. Once more this week, it is my privilege and honor to be able to speak unto you and share the gospel. We've been reading this week out of Psalm 78, verses 1 and 2, and we will read that again this morning. And ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. To understand a parable, it is the way that Jesus Christ would take the great mysterious things of God that had been hidden for generations, the dark sayings of old, and that he would shine light upon it. He'd bring out the parables in a simple way and in such a way that the humble people at that time, they could understand the story he was telling. But then it would take the Spirit of God to give us insight into this. Many times, even his own disciples would ask him after he spoke a parable, what do you mean by this? And we have to understand that there is a purpose that God had in speaking this way. It was to hide it from the ones that are self-righteous, but to the humble heart, he's going to open up the understanding, bring us to a point in time where we can understand and we can hear the word of God. Today, we want to start in Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. It's a parable that I've actually spoken on many times in the last few months in different places because it's so stirred my heart when I looked at it. I think sometimes when we read the parables, we can kind of just skim over them because they seem so simple. But when we stop and to ponder upon it, it's good to look a little deeper and see really what was the Lord saying, what was going on at that point in time, who was his audience, and what was his goal in the things that he was saying. In Luke 13 and verse 6, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. Now, when we look at this parable, we need to break it down and look at what are these different parts of the parable. What are they symbolic of? We can start with this part. In Luke 13:6, it says, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. The certain man is God himself. It is Jehovah. It is he is the man that owns the vineyard with the fig tree planted in it. I like this scripture in Psalms 24 and verse 1. It said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Then in verse 8, we see this, and he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. He, in this verse, is the dresser of the vineyard. And the dresser of the vineyard is the Spirit of Christ. When I say it is the Spirit of Christ, it's because it's more than just Jesus Christ himself, because that Spirit that was in Christ was manifested many times. When we look into the Old Testament within different lives, we would see that it foreshadowed the Spirit of Christ. And what is the Spirit of Christ? It is a spirit of intercession on behalf of the ones that stand in a place of judgment. In the Old Testament, we would see in the life of Abraham, in Genesis 18 and verse 23, it says, and Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Excuse me. See, that's the same picture we see in the parable with the dresser saying, please don't cut down this tree. And we will see this in Jesus Christ also. We also see this in Moses, Exodus 32 and verse 32. It says this: "Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." That is the Spirit of Christ interceding for lost mankind. In the New Testament, we would see the same spirit in the Apostle Paul as he would plead for the nation of Israel. And if we have the Spirit of Christ in us, we ought to see it manifested on our behalf too. Not that, as we've spoken even earlier this week, not that we would despise sinners, but that we would stand in a place of intercession for them. As someone mentioned in the comments, the very heart of God is to win souls, to rescue them from the judgment to come. So in this parable, this dresser, it is the Spirit of Christ, and in the parable, the dresser is pleading on behalf of this fig tree. When we continue to look on the fig tree, we can ask this question. Many times in the scripture, the fig tree speaks about the nation of Israel. But when we're looking at parables, we have to understand this, that in one parable, we can look at, in one parable, seed is people, one parable, seed is the word of God. So we have to let every parable stand on its own and understand what that fig tree is symbolic of in this parable. Within this parable, Luke chapter 13, in the context, the parable, the fig tree is the nation of Israel, even as it is other places in the scriptures. In verse 6, we read that there was a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And that's an interesting point, that a vineyard is a place where you would grow grapes, but he planted a vineyard, I mean a fig tree in the midst of the vineyard. Ezekiel 5 in verse 5 says this: "Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I've set it in the midst of the nation and countries that are round about her." What we see is Israel was planted among the nations for a purpose. In this parable, the vineyard is the nations of the world, and the fig tree is the nation of Israel, and it's planted within the nations of the world. It is for a purpose. The purpose the purpose of Israel in the midst of the nations is to be a light unto the other nations. Some scriptures declare that Israel is the vineyard of the Lord, and that's true in the different parallels that Jesus would speak about, or what we would read in the Old Testament. But within this parable here, Israel is the fig tree, and the vineyard is the Gentile nations. I read this, and I thought it was very interesting. Planting a fig tree in a vineyard is a traditional agricultural practice, primarily used to protect vulnerable grapes from local wildlife. Because figs ripen at a similar time to grapes, but are sweeter and larger, the tree acts as a natural decoy to distract fruit-eating birds away from the vineyard's valuable crops. So what we see is the fig tree was a guard unto the vineyard. Likewise, Israel was supposed to be the plan and purpose of God, if they would have fulfilled it, was to be a guard to the nations, that they would set forth a standard before the nations, that the nations would see and understand how to have a relationship with the Lord. In Luke 13 and 7, we see the problem. "And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none." Now the he is it's the Lord came. The Lord came and he sought fruit in the nation of Israel. He found none. What was the fruit that he was looking for? He was looking for light, but behold, what he found was darkness. Where Israel was to be distinct from all the nations round about her, when she became like the nations, she ceased to be a light to them. And when she ceases to be a light, she ceases to be able to accomplish her purpose. In the parable, we see that the fig tree, There is no fruit there. There's leaves. It's grown, but there are no there is no fruit on the tree. When we read in Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 6, it says this: "And she has changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes, they have not walked in them." That was the accusation against the nation of Israel. Not only had they ceased to be a light, but now their wickedness is worse than the wickedness of the nations round about them. It says, "They have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them." When we look at the parable, the tree not bearing fruit, the fig tree not bearing fruit, we would have to get to the root of the problem. In this context, the root of the problem could be one of two things. Number one, the problem could be the tree itself, or number two, it could be the ground. And the remedy to the problem would have to be according to where the problem lies. If the problem is in the tree, then what are we going to do? In verse 7, it says this: "Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground?" So the master was saying, we might as well cut it down, because if you leave it here, it is drawing nutrients from the ground that could be better used for something else. So he said, why allow it to continue to grow when it's actually not fulfilling its purpose? It's not fruitful. But then when we see the dresser of the vineyard, he says this: "Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." So the dresser is saying this: Lord, possibly it's the problems in the ground. If I would make the ground richer, if we would work the soil and prepare it, maybe the tree will produce fruit. So he wanted to do everything that was possible for it to produce fruit. We see this in the history of the nation of Israel. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet, and what was it for? It was a call to repentance. And the reason they called to repentance was that they would turn around, that they'd walk in the statutes of the Lord, and in walking in the statutes of the Lord, they would become fruitful. And when they become fruitful, they would become a light unto the people. Okay? When we read this parable, what we see is Jesus ends the parable here. He doesn't tell us what happens. Do they cut the fig tree down? Or do they give it a little season of time to see if maybe we can change the situation? See if it is possible to preserve the fig tree. So then we can ask the question, understanding that the fig tree is the nation of Israel, and Christ is pleading for the nation of Israel, and it is at an hour of judgment. What happens? What do they do? Do they cut it down, or do they give the dresser a little bit of time? When we look at Luke chapter 23 and 34, we get some insight into this. This is Jesus, even on the cross. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know what he's saying is, "Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." Israel would be given another generation. God would not destroy the nation of Israel when they rejected the Messiah. He actually would enable it to become fruitful. What he would do is he would send the gospel and a message of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He would send the Holy Ghost. It is this opportunity once more for the nation of Israel to become fruitful, to become a light to others. Now, many within the nation of Israel would accept it, but the nation as a whole would reject it. And then what would happen? As the Lord said, as the dresser of the vineyard said, if it bear fruit well, in other words, if the nation of Israel can repent and turn around and become a light, that would be wonderful. But if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. And what we see is Israel never turned. The Pharisees rejected the gospel. They actually persecuted Christians. And what happened? The Lord gave them a space of time. And then in 69 AD, Titus came to cut the tree down. And the tree was cut down. And that is what happened to their ability to be a light to the world. There is another parable. We'll just mention this. It's in Matthew 22 and verse 7. It says, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Matthew 22, 7 is the same thought as cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And Matthew 21 and verse 43, therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. The story will continue with the faith seed of Abraham, the church, and then we will see this. Even as Israel, the fig tree, was commissioned to bring forth fruit, and when the master came in the season, that's what he expected to find, that it would become fruitful and it would fulfill its purpose. Same way with the church. The master's going to look at the church. He's going to look at us and ask the same question. Are we fruitful? Sad to say, many of the church world is not. But to us, it is an admonition. It's an exhortation. It is a warning that we must apply the word of God to our lives, that we may be a light unto the world, because we are the hope in the midst of a dark and evil generation. Well, my time is running out. I pray this is a blessing, and I will speak again with you tomorrow and pray that we will say something that's a benefit. May God bless you. Appreciate everyone that is taking the time to listen this week. May God bless you all abundantly. Amen.